The next morning they had breakfast on their terrace, and then they went to the beach.
I know what you're thinking.
And you're right.
Then tell me.
When can I slip away and phone Mike Claude without her being pissed off?
Oh, that's appalling. That's really appalling.
Do I read you like a book?
Probably the same one that Bruno's optioned. Almost.
If you want to call him, call him.
I don't want to. What I do want to do, which you may not want to...
is?
Go to the ghetto. I promised Shylock he could change some money for me.
I'll come with you. If you want me to.
Well, I want to see the synagogues. I don't know why. I never go near one in London. We can do it at Cello tomorrow.
You want to go alone, don't you? To the ghetto?
Not particularly. Do you mind?
Why should I?
You thought I was a dream.
Close. I knew you were a nightmare. How are you, Bruno?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. They are doing some more tests when I get back to London. Look, I don't want to interrupt your holiday, and anyway, I'm going to Milan later, but this book, when can you read it?
Well, leave it with the concierge, and if I like it, I'll call you when I get back to London.
You won't like it. Otherwise, why would I show it to you? You need some ideas, like we have for the woman in question. I told them you are perfect.
What's it called, this book?
Well, a very memorable title. I forget it exactly. I leave it with the concierge, huh? You call me when you go back to London. We have lunch. We talk.
I'm thinking of having my hair done. Shall you mind? There's a place in the hotel.
You're a very nice woman.
You don't need to be very nice to have your hair done.
No, you don't. But you are.
He knew that she had chosen to do something that would give him a couple of hours, and more if he wanted it, to take the Vaporetto down the Grand Canal to the Ghetto Nuovo, which, as a guide was explaining to a small group of Jews wearing skull caps, was the old ghetto.
The Inquisition forbade Jews to use marble or gold to decorate the synagogue, so they painted the wood to look like marble. They got so good at it that the Christians got jealous, so it got to be smarter and also more expensive to have fake marble in your palazzo than the real thing.
Adam loitered on the fringe of the group and smiled to himself. And there was a girl who noticed him and he smiled.
It was like
No, 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 I'm just painted to look like it.
I didn't think I'd seen you.
Now we go to the Sephardic synagogue, which is not too far away, but you may need your umbrellas.
Are you Sephardic?
No, I'm Mishmashic. Who knows by now what anybody is?
I do. You're Adam Morris.
That's true, according to recent reports.
I saw you on TV in New York one time. You destroyed some stupid critic. Susie Beaumont, was it?
She still lived to get it wrong again another day.
You were so contemptuous.
It happens when I'm roused.
I loved your movie, The Woman in Question. I saw it three times at least. I'm Rachel, by the way.
Hello, Rachel, by the way. Rachel what?
Molo, two L's, which is a pseudonym for Molo with an H, not a second L, my father told me. My grandfather came from Thessaloniki, just in time. The rest of his family stayed behind, were all murdered. Oh, except one. She escaped. It's an incredible story. Do you want to get some coffee?
Why not? You see the sign? Hmm? This is really and truly a kosher kapuch. It really is. What's the difference, do you suppose? 500 lira, probably.
You're just so like I imagined.
Who was she? The girl who escaped. Not you, was she?
Me? Come on, we're talking almost 40 years ago. No, she was a cousin of a cousin. Of a cousin. She was actually on a train to go to... no, I don't know, Auschwitz, I guess. And she managed to escape because some German officer... I mean, you don't hear too much about those details because Jews being killed, people are interested in that part. But Jewish girls, 12 years old, being raped and then dumped back on the train, well, that doesn't go down so well with the popcorn, does it? Plus, the neighbors who turned people in, they've known since children. Those Jews and Thessaloniki...
have been there longer than the Christians.
Yes, they had too, some of them. Much. Okay, so, listen, I could tell you quite a bit about this girl and this German officer whose name was Mikhail Winter. Well, Winter, I guess. He took this kid cousin of mine off the train and hit her. At first, he just wanted to abuse her, which is what they all did, but it turned out he wasn't in...